Any medical information obtained from our websites or this live show are not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have or might suspect that you have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a licensed healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors.
Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, scientist and researcher, Tom Palladino. Hi, Tom.
Hi, good evening.
And your co-host, Monet Kelso. Tonight, we're going to take you on a journey into the world of advanced energy wellness, into the world of divine energy that is beyond understanding. It's beyond anything you've seen before. It's taking us into the realm of the future. But what we're going to find out also is it's also taking us into the past, into the very beginning of all things. And our host tonight, research scientist Tom Palladino, has spent over a quarter of a century developing a technology based on the work of Nikola Tesla that actually goes back to this primordial energy and reproduces it now with amazing effects. And we have joining us tonight a wonderful client of Tom's. Robin, are you with us?
I am here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. What we're going to do, everyone, is we're going to let you hear for yourself how this amazing technology that scientist and researcher Tom Palladino has developed is affecting lives in real time from the people who are having the treatments. So, Robin, please, feel free to just start and tell us your story.
Well, I'd love to, and thank you for the opportunity. I was introduced to scalar technology many years ago, and it's really responsible for many healing opportunities for me and many as a result of Tom's work and research and technology. And I can tell you without a doubt that scalar has unlimited potential. I met him about a year ago, and I was really amazed at what he was accomplishing with the scalar field and his proprietary equipment that he's developed, and the fact that he could treat so many people at the same time, which was amazing. To give you an example how difficult it is, you know, he's killing pathogens, and for example, people with toe fungus, if you've ever had it or you know anybody, it's almost impossible to kill it. And I realized that you have to kill it from the inside out, and that's really exactly what he's doing. You know, he's killing protozoas, fungus, parasite, bacteria, virus, and thousands of them. And these daily infestations in our body are necessary in order for us to get cancer and a myriad of other diseases. I call them stage setters for disease. So you can imagine the possibilities when you transmute the stage setters. I'm really grateful to you, Tom, for the way that you've used your abilities and your commitment to helping other people. It has been amazing for me in my life, my energy level, my mental clarity, the toe fungus that I had on my foot. I dropped weight. I'm just very, very grateful to him. And I'd really like to suggest to anybody, if you don't understand scalar or you want to know more about it, if you go to his website, he's got frequently asked questions and the testimonials, which are amazing. Read them as far back as you can go, and you'll see people that have had herpes and Lyme disease for 20 years, and it's gone. So I just want to thank him, and thank you, Tom, for everything that you did for me to help me and all the people out there that are currently being treated with scalar technology. It's truly a gift to the world, and I think we're only seeing the beginning of it.
You're welcome. Thank you. That's a beautiful testimonial in itself.
Well, you deserve it.
So you had heard of other scalar technologies, but had you ever worked with one that was this non-invasive into your life? I mean, you don't have to leave your house, you don't have to go anywhere, and yet the effects are still felt.
No. I mean, I was familiar with this type of technology, but the fact that, you know, he's using a photograph, and it can be you as a child or your hand, you don't have side effects. The effects are beautiful, the side effects are none, and it's a pretty amazing thing. And I would say that most people would find that very difficult to believe. But if you really research his site and listen to Tom when he talks on the show and describes how he, you know, he accesses this field that has existed probably since the beginning of time, and he does it beautifully in a way that is non-invasive in our body, mind, and our spirit, but it enhances us in so many ways that, well, read the testimonials. They're really beautiful. It's changed people's lives all over the world.
So have you noticed, like have other people noticed the difference in you too as well, Robin?
Yes, absolutely. I had some issues, and one of them was with my eye. I've had the color come back into my eye when it was quite dark at one point. Mainly my energy level. I've always been a really good-natured person, but my energy level, I lost a lot of inflammation in my body, which most people probably know is very dangerous for you. I'm not really overweight, but I was carrying some inflammation, and I'm sure it was related to all those pathogens in my body. I had no idea I had so much. I don't know if Tom wants me to tell this story, but one day, he had called me. He knows I'm really sensitive to it. I can hear it when I went in, and I could hear the equipment. And he said, you know, I had upgraded the equipment today, and I wondered if he noticed anything. And this was early on when I first met him. And I actually had quite a large elimination out of my body. I said it was like giving birth to a dead cow or something. But you know, it was sort of a very quick sort of response to what he was actually doing in the equipment. So over time, and it's a very slow process. People won't have any reaction like that. But you are eliminating those things, and they're coming out of your body naturally. And you notice your energy level go up, and I just feel brighter. I look brighter. My mental clarity is amazing compared to what it was several months ago.
Well, Robin, we are so thankful that you came on and were brave enough to tell everyone your story and your experience.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing the information forward, because what he's doing is really life-changing and planet-changing. So thank you.
It really is, but it takes pioneers like you that are willing to step out and try something new, something that they maybe don't even understand. And that's one of the exciting things about Tom's technology is, you know, a lot of stuff that's new and you try, there's a downside, there's a side effect. But every single person that I've talked to there's been no side effects, there's been no downside.
No, and you won't really even notice it, except you'll start to notice the changes. And that's the exciting part.
The positive changes, right?
Yeah, yes. There's also lots of support on the website and with his crew to help answer questions or, you know, lead people in a direction where they want to get more information. And that's very important when you've got something like this, but so many people don't understand it. So that's an excellent upside to all of this.
So it's not like you're trying this and you're out dangling on your own. You actually have a support network there.
Oh, yes, very much so. He's got a very strong crew of people that are educated in this technology and to help support people along the way as they have questions.
Oh, that is so awesome. Well, Robin, we're going to take a break right now. I don't know if you want to stay around and talk to us some more. We have another guest coming on soon, but we'd love to have you back. Your perspective is very fresh, and it's very encouraging, and I think it's going to help a lot of people to make that jump and give this a try.
Well, thank you. I hope they will.
Me too. So we're going to be taking a break here real quick and coming back at you with yet another live testimonial. And we're going to hear some more from research scientist Tom Palladino as well. So thank you so much for joining us tonight on the Divine Energy Radio Show. And thank you, Robin, for joining us and telling us your story tonight. And we will be right back in just a few moments. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show. Wow, Tom, wasn't that an amazing testimony?
It really is, and she really touched on all the bases, so to speak. Her scalar treatments, her scalar healing, if you will, was really multifaceted, and that's what I see in so many people. Scalar energy is a fundamental force in nature that can do such incredible things. The results are phenomenal. I look at the results that Robin has achieved. They're not only physical benefits, but but psychological, mental benefits. She mentioned that her clarity, her thinking is clear. Well, that's true with many people. So what we're looking at, people, is a new way of looking at health. Scalar energy will allow us to do things with human health that we have hitherto been unable to do. It opens up an entirely new vista.
Well, you know, I think, Tom, it takes the idea of holistic medicine, body, soul, spirit, to a whole nother level. And to think that it's all wrapped up in one thing, that you can address all of those areas of your being with one kind of treatment, one kind of energy wave. And we'll have to go into that more in our other segments. But we've got another guest with us now. Are you with us, Michelle?
I am. I'm right here. Hi, Tom.
Hi. Good evening.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Divine Energy Radio Show, Michelle. We're so excited to hear your story.
Thank you. Now, I've used scalar energy probably since almost a year now, and it's amazing. But I have to tell you, the hormone treatment is mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. I'm 53 years old, and I started menopausal around 46, and so I had to get the testing done for bioidentical hormones. It's like a $500 test to get done.
Yes.
And you know, it wasn't covered by insurance or anything like that. And so, and then every year I have to get it retested because the hormones fluctuate. Now I'm full menopause right now, and I started the sessions probably about, I think I'm going on my fourth month now. But the first month, I noticed I'm still on my bioidentical hormones probably for about a week or two because, you know, I wasn't about to let those go yet because hot flashes and the night sweats are just terrible. So, after 2 weeks, I stopped taking it all together and I wasn't getting hot flashes. I didn't have any night sweats or anything like that. And then the second month, I noticed that I was feeling better. I wasn't kind of grumpy or sometimes if I don't have my hormones, it gets kind of itchy or whatever. And then the other thing that I noticed too is there's no dryness, like vaginal dryness or anything like that. And it's just amazing. I mean, I've spent so much money on bioidentical hormones and the test for it and all that kind of stuff. And it's only $50 a month. It's amazing. I mean, there's no reason whatsoever to have hot flashes or night sweats when Tom has this incredible therapy.
Well, you know what's so exciting about it, Michelle, is that when we're working with bioidentical hormones, as smart as we are, we're not as smart as the intelligence of creation. And that's what Tom's working with.
Well, and here's another story. I have a friend of mine. She's a little bit older than me, and she's having a hard time. She's about 15 years older than me, and she's having a hard time with them tweaking in them all the time.
Right.
And so she got on, I think it was a month and a half ago, and it's perfect. I mean, she doesn't have to worry about anything because it is intelligent. It gives her what she needs. Now, I don't know if she feels safe enough to get off completely of the hormones, but I'm off them completely. I've been off them for almost 4 months now, and I just can't believe it.
Well,
she'll
probably start feeling nauseous when she takes them, when her body doesn't want them anymore. She'll probably start getting a sense after she takes them, just like yuck. Because she won't need it. And that's the beauty of scalar, is it's a modulator. If something needs to come up, it'll bring it up. If something needs to be brought down, it'll bring it down, because it is the divine intelligence of the universe. Isn't that true, Tom?
It is. I believe scalar energy is essentially instructions from God. It is intelligence directly from God. All light stems from God. Hence, scalar energy, scalar light, is in essence the intelligence of God.
And so, Michelle, what other things did you notice besides the hormonal stuff? Have you just done the hormonal treatment and that's it?
No. I love the other sessions. The first thing that I noticed when the first month, I had arthritis really bad in my left hip and my left shoulder. And within a couple of weeks, I started noticing that it would go away, because at night, if I slept on that side, it would just ache like crazy. And then I'd have to keep flipping over back and forth, back and forth. And after the second month, completely gone. I was like, I couldn't even believe this. I felt like somebody was just, like Jesus was just praying on healing that. It just
wow.
felt like such a miracle. I know. And then the other thing that I noticed, too, is that I had been suffering from the herpes virus for years and years and years and years. And since having taken the regular scalar sessions, it's gone. No outbreaks, nothing. Completely gone.
Wow.
So, I mean.
And that's supposed to be, quote, unquote, incurable.
I know. But well, guess what? Just because they haven't found this yet.
Well, just imagine how it was when Thomas Edison, or actually we know the story, but let's just say Thomas Edison, because that's the story everyone's familiar with. He's tinkering with light. Well, we know that light comes from God, and
right.
yet he was able to develop a technology that brought that light into a form that we can take a switch, we can turn it on, and we can turn it off. Well, what Tom has here is not unlike that same concept. He's bringing something that's from God through a technology that we can use, and it's really not that different of a concept, except this has a much more profound effect rather than just lighting our visual way. It's literally lighting up the cells of our body, wouldn't you say, Tom?
That's a great way of putting it. I thank you. That's perfect.
Oh, we're so excited. We're so excited that you joined us, Michelle, and told us your story.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, there's no more stigma talking about herpes anymore when you know you can get completely rid of
it. I know. I never would have said that 10 years ago. I'm like, me, I don't know. What's that?
This is wonderful. And had you ever heard of anything like this when you tried it?
No, nothing at all. It's amazing. I have a couple of ideas for Tom, too, that maybe we could talk about later, Tom. But
sure.
if I mean, because I was just thinking this machine that he uses, because it has what I call the prayer of God in it, too. The other thing that I wanted to say is when he turns on the light, you don't have a switch, do you, Tom? When you turn, remember those...
you're speaking about the ability to illuminate light bulbs with scalar energy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's one of the phenomena of scalar energy people. In my laboratory becomes a local scalar energy force field, a local scalar energy environment, and I can easily, routinely illuminate light bulbs without any power source. I simply hold the light bulbs up to the scalar energy source of power, and light bulbs will illuminate on their own. Well, that all calls to mind that, yes, I have a different environment in my laboratory. It's a scalar energy environment. And one of the characteristics of a scalar energy environment is that it will readily illuminate a light bulb. So this is going to lead into people power generation, in which eventually we will be able to replace the fossil fuels that we're using right now.
Which was Nikola Tesla's vision. And now we're going to come to another break. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It was such a pleasure having you, and we hope you'll come back.
Thank you. And thanks, Tom. I love you.
Love you, too. Thanks for the testimony.
And we'll be right back with the Divine Energy Radio Show. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino, and your co-host, Moni Kelso. We just had two really awesome live testimonials from some very brave pioneers, although really, in essence, Tom, we're just talking about light energy. We're just talking about the waveforms of creation of the universe.
Right.
It's nothing to be scared of, is it?
No, it's simple. Scalar energy is all around us, people. We live in a sea of scalar energy. Scalar energy is from the stars of the universe. We're all familiar with it, but we just don't realize that there's another energy besides that of electricity. Scalar energy is the life force of the universe. It's very friendly. It's very beneficial to mankind. And what we're trying to do tonight is simply introduce the public to this other form of energy, this very promising new way of living.
Well, Tom, someone might say, well, if scalar energy is all around us, how come that scalar energy is not healing us and the one that you have is?
That's an excellent question. I have the ability to control and direct scalar energy. Now, let me give you an analogy. If you could have an electrical source, but if you don't know how to tap into that source of electricity and direct it and illuminate a light bulb or to run a refrigerator or a computer, well, the electrical source really goes untapped, unutilized. Well, the same thing with scalar energy. Scalar energy simply needs, first of all, to be tapped, to be harnessed, and then you have to control it. That's what I've learned. This is the essence of my research. Yes, many people have theorized about scalar energy, but who really has scalar energy instruments that can control and can broadcast the energy? I do. After 25 years of research, I have figured out, if you will, I have discovered how we can not only can control this energy, but direct it and use it in order to improve human health. It's taken a while, people. It wasn't something that happened overnight.
Quarter of a century is a long time.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know, the other thing, Tom, is that I don't think people realize that even though it's all around us, if it's not in sufficient concentration with the harmonics that you have developed and you have found and how to specifically deal with pathogens and specifically recharge the body's energy centers, that all of that played into it as well as far as coming up with this recipe of being able to direct this energy in a positive manner.
I would agree. I would agree. That's well put. Again, people, what we're trying to inculcate, what we're trying to impart is this. There's a new way of looking at the universe. Yes, we all understand electricity, but there's a better form of energy. That's scalar energy. And in direct reference to what we're trying to do, I've learned techniques with this scalar energy in which I can improve the mental and physical health of people. Well, there's many other things that you can do with scalar energy, but what we're trying to isolate and concentrate on tonight, as per the two testimonials we just heard from, we have been able to do what other forms of healing modalities have not been able to do. Why? Because scalar energy is fundamental. It's light. Scalar energy allows us to control nature. You cannot control nature with drugs or surgery. It can't happen. It's impossible.
Well, it is really a weird thing to think of trying to poison a sick body back to wellness. It just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. It's antiquated. Let's face it. There's a better way, people, and scalar energy is the better way of healing.
Well, I have here another testimony and that was sent in to Tom. He literally has pages and pages and pages of people writing in and telling their stories. And you can go to www.selfhealgo.com and you can read these testimonies for yourself. That self, S as in summer, E-L-F as in future, heal, H-E-A-L, go, G-O, because that's where you want to go, .com. And you can see for yourself and you can read Tom's research articles and gain a broader understanding of how benign and harmless this energy is and how beneficial and creative and powerful it is when properly formatted. You know, there's a lot of people out there, Tom, that claim to have scalar energy. And what I have found is they didn't really.
I can't speak about anybody else who's doing this. I'll speak for myself because obviously I'm familiar with what I'm doing. It's taken me years to get this far. It's taken me years to perfect this process. Now, I believe my scalar energy instruments are finely tuned instruments that do indeed broadcast and deliver scalar energy. Frankly, I don't know of anybody else in the world that is doing what I am doing. I believe this is unique to my person. I believe this is unique to my specific healing ministry, if you will. So,
there's people that talk about scalar bracelets and scalar pendants. And they're just really, it doesn't hold a candle to what you're doing. You have basically tuned your technologies to be like Stradivariuses of this primordial, creative, intelligent, divine energy. And that's the difference. Someone might beam some stuff into a bracelet. There is absolutely no comparison. Because first of all, I know they don't have technologies on the level that you have, Tom. And second of all, it's not going to deliver the punch that an actual live standing scalar wave is going to be able to do, which, by the way, has no limits of time and space. Am I correct, Tom?
That's correct. That's the beauty of scalar energy. To use a term, it transcends time and space. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, scalar energy is everywhere. And in so doing, you could look at the universe as being one point. You don't have point one, point two, point three. You don't have an infinite number of points. Rather, you have a scalar energy hologram. It's a matrix in which everything really can be boiled down to one point, which is the present moment. I know that's a profound thought, but to use the expression, scalar energy does indeed transcend time and space. And when you're working with scalar energy, every point in the universe can be reached instantaneously because scalar energy connects everything. If you can imagine a blanket that is thrown over the universe, well, that blanket represents scalar energy. And if you tug on that blanket, the entire blanket will move together in unison. Well, that's what scalar energy is. It's a gigantic blanket that covers the universe. And it all represents one point. It's a profound thought. You really have to abstract it out, but that indeed is what scalar energy is.
Well, I mean, we wonder how the planets are sitting on nothing and yet are being held in perfect orbital patterns, and how actually the microcosm and the macrocosm are all functioning in perfectly ordered patterns. And science is even finding out now, they're looking for the God particle, because everyone's starting to realize that there is a divine intelligence that's governing all energy and matter. And really what you're doing, Tom, is you're just bringing it home for us in a very real way, in a very tangible way, I guess as tangible as scalar energy can get, right, where you can feel and see the effects. I don't think it's just a blanket on the outside. I think it's fibers in and out. It permeates in and out and all around. And so what we're going to do is, and we're going to come back in our next segment, and we're going to hear some more testimonials about what Tom's amazing technology is doing in people's lives today. Thank you so much for joining us for the Divine Energy Radio Show, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino, and your co-host, Monet Kelso. We were so blessed to have two beautiful women on earlier that gave their testimonies, Robin and Michelle. So if you all missed that part of the show, please be sure to listen to it again. It's really going to inspire you, as it will if you go to Tom's website and read the testimonials of hundreds, if not thousands, of people who have taken the step to try something they didn't necessarily understand, but that they had enough idea from all the mountains of testimonials that it wasn't going to hurt them, and they had amazing results. I have one here from a kitty cat. Now, I don't think the cat wrote this, but I think the kitty's mommy did. But this is a great testimonial. It says, I'm a kitty, and my human is submitting this for me. I went to the vet with a tummy ache, and they found out I had pancreatitis. My blood was so thick, they couldn't even spin it. I had terrible infections in my blood. The next thing that happened was my platelet count dropped so low that I was in danger of bleeding out. They put me in a cage, and I missed my family. They gave me all sorts of hazardous antibiotics that my family didn't really want me to have, but they didn't know what else to do. But a few hours after Tom's treatment, they ran another blood test, and the doctor said, why is this kitty on antibiotics? There is absolutely no infection present to warrant this. This little baby was covered with bruises from all the tests, didn't feel good from being in the hospital. So they brought her home and let love and Tom's treatments do the work. 2 years later, she is happy, alive, and just celebrated her 13th birthday and is full of life and vibrancy. And she wants to thank you, Tom, for helping her get well, purr.
I've heard so many great stories from pet owners, and the beauty of it is, yes, it works. But secondly, you have to consider people. Obviously, a dog or a cat has no idea that they're being treated with scalar energy. So there can be no placebo effect here. There can be no psychosomatic indication that an animal is anticipating being treated by scalar energy. Well, nevertheless, I see incredible results that animals, pets, once again, achieve. Heal, if you will, incredible recoveries that again, pets can experience. All of that calls to mind that, yes, once again, scalar energy has incredible capabilities, even with animals. Any life form can be in many ways perfected. Any animal can indeed enjoy a greater sense, a greater level of health with these scalar energy treatments. This people is indeed a godsend, and hopefully the world is going to come to the realization that this is going to be the new way of medicine, the new way of dealing with disease, especially pathogenic disease.
Well, you know, we were watching it on Star Trek 20 years ago, and isn't it interesting how many of the devices, like if we go all the way back to 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, you know, and the submarines and the different things, even Leonardo da Vinci had designed a submarine. But it wasn't for that time and that space, but then now we have them, don't we? And so we've got to be willing to move with the times and to keep up with what's really going on. And we are experiencing Star Trek medicine right here and right now, and this is backed by hard science. This is clinical proof that this is having an effect. I have another testimony here, and it's not just about sick people. This is about ladies. This is for you, and I think we'll all get something out of this. This is written by a dear person. It says, "I simply have to rave about something that had been happening with your treatments, Tom. While this problem might not be something guys would understand, women will get it. For years and years, probably 20 or more, cellulite has been the bane of my existence. I tried creams, exercise, herbs, you name it, yet when I looked in the mirror, the skin seemed to be getting more and more lumpy. And ladies, you know how when you put your bathing suit on, right? She said, I'm not overweight, but my legs were showing my age. I'm not a person who wants to wear a bikini or show off, but I was feeling uncomfortable even in regular shorts. Now you should see my legs, she says. While they're not totally perfect yet, they are so much smoother than I ever thought was possible. I'm so blown away. Now they just look like normal, beautiful thighs. I'm so happy. The improvement is amazing. I assume that cellulite has toxins in it or something, but whatever it is, all I have to say is that this is remarkable. So not only is it having health effects, but because we're talking about the whole being, of course there's going to be beauty implications. Do you get other testimonies like that, Tom?
Oh, all the time. All the time. And they're frankly unsolicited. People are simply writing in and relaying how they see this incredible change, and sometimes it's quite dramatic over a short period of time. Well, the only way you can do that, once again, people, is with a primal force in nature. And I keep going back to that. What am I getting at? Energy can change the human body. Energy can improve human health. Unlike any other surgery or any other procedure, or drug, we're working exclusively with light, and light is different, obviously, than a drug or surgery. Scalar energy has the ability, it allows us to control the physical universe, and we can also control the emotions in many ways with scalar energy. So the cause and effect is dramatic once again. We have a tool, finally, we have this intelligence from God that allows us to improve human health like it's never been improved before.
Here's another testimony. infected tooth and foot. I was 56 years old, and I had a toothache for 2 days. The gum on the top of the bad tooth was bright red, and the one beside it was violet and blackish. Now, that is very serious, ladies and gentlemen. Tom treated me with the light energy, now called Scalar. At midnight, I didn't feel anything. The next morning, however, when I brushed my teeth, I noticed the color of the gums was normal. The toothache was very little. 1 week passed, and still no toothache. 2 weeks passed, no toothache. I was okay. I was 58 years old when I had fallen from a bus staircase. The left foot was supposed to walk down another step, but it didn't, so I fell. It was a very big blow. It was as if someone had hit my bone with a club. Someone treated me with iodine. There was a little open wound and some blood coming out. It was treated after 24 hours or so with antibiotics. I used an ointment. I tried different things. The skin was okay, but 4 months later, it still wasn't well because there was still infection inside. The left foot was swollen. I would put an ACE bandage on it in the morning, and at night or I would have to elevate my foot. If I didn't do those two steps, at the end of the day, my foot would have a blackish color. I wrote Tom, and I sent him a picture of my, sent him my picture. The swelling dramatically subsided. I can now walk normally. Tom has continued to treat me, and the color of the skin is now just the same as the other foot. The swelling shrunk greatly right away, but the successive treatments have completely subsided it. Thanks to God and thanks to Tom. These are some amazing accounts, and these are the kind of things, you have a black foot, they're going to want to cut it off.
Yeah, you're right.
And what a beautiful thing that with just energy, energy alone, which really is the governing force of the universe, we can go back and provide information, because really what it is, Tom, I think a large part of it is the body has the scalar energy intelligence, but our bodies are being so bombarded right now in so many different directions with so many different kinds of toxins, electromagnetic toxins, chemical toxins, heavy metal toxins, radiological. The body is simply overwhelmed. And so when Tom brings this intelligence back in, it helps the body to know what to do and to deal with all of this stuff. Wouldn't you agree, Tom?
That's well put. Go on. I'm listening. You've got it right on the mark. Go ahead.
I'm so excited. Actually, we're going to have to take a break real quick, and we'll come back and continue with some more testimonies and talk more with research scientist Tom Palladino about the divine energy. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show. We're letting the sun shine in, and it's the sunlight of scalar energy and the wellness wave of the future. And we're here with host research scientist Tom Palladino, and we've been reading some testimonials. We had two live testimonials at the beginning of the show, and we're just going to keep reading these stories because it's difficult to understand how something invisible can have such a profound effect. But what you can do is you can go to Tom's website, which is www.selfhealgo.com. That's S as in summer, E-L-F as in future, heal, H-E-A-L, go.com. And you can actually see Tom holding some light bulbs in a bag above his scalar unit, and the light bulbs are lighting up. So that lets you know that this energy is for real. Tom, can you tell us how that sort of works, how does that energy transmute to the lights?
Sure. You could use electricity, and obviously electricity will illuminate a light bulb through excitation. Well, you can likewise achieve that with scalar energy. Scalar energy will fill an environment. Obviously, the universe is filled with scalar energy, but nevertheless, it's not properly magnified or directed. What I'm able to do in my laboratory, I'm able to magnify scale energy to the extent that it is so powerful that it will readily illuminate a light bulb. I could hold a light bulb in my hand, and it will illuminate with any other power source besides that of the atmosphere. So my point is this. Scalar energy has the potential of one day being our grid system. In other words, we don't have to tap into a grid system by way of electrical wall outlet. We don't have to worry about transformers or power plants, etc., or electrical wiring. What I'm saying is this, that the infrastructure that we're using now can be supplanted by way of the universe. In other words, the universe, the stars, will be the power plant. The ether, the medium throughout this world, throughout the universe, will be the means of transferring scalar energy. So if I can illuminate light bulbs in my laboratory, eventually I should be able to illuminate light bulbs on the other side of the world. I should be able to do that all by way of scalar energy. And again, this shows just the versatility of scalar energy. Yes, immediately we're using this to improve human health. But it also has great prospect because someday it will indeed replace the modern-day means of power generation. The day is coming when scalar energy will replace electricity, will replace coal, nuclear, etc. That's one of the great prospects. That's one of the promises of scalar energy.
And there's zero toxicity,
right,
and zero downside. So exactly. I think everybody, you know, they're concerned about climate change, although what we're doing to the planet has been very, very harmful. There's a lot of people don't realize there are many, many different factors in climatology that influence the climate, including the ocean currents, including something called albedo and reflective and volcanic sources. So we can't take the blame for all of the climate change, but certainly we've been putting a lot of bad stuff in our atmosphere and in our water, and that's not helping. Wouldn't it be great to be able to stop doing that? And I really believe that there is an overabundance of everything that we need in the universe, that Father gave us everything that we need above and beyond measure, and I really am thankful that you have devoted yourself to finding, to kind of unlocking the key to this door so that we can peek in and see the potential that exists. I have another testimony from Estrella in Las Vegas. She had been battling a nasty case of food poisoning for 8 months. Two different doctors diagnosed her with irritable bowel syndrome and prescribed two potent antibiotics that she was supposed to take for 15 days. They also advised her that she was a great candidate for the pink pill, which they told her she would have to take for the rest of her life. And in her own words, "Not wanting to poison my body and weaken my immune system, I never filled the prescriptions. Instead, I started looking for an alternative treatment. Then I found Tom Palladino. I have to admit, I was skeptical at first, very skeptical, but I was also desperate, very desperate. So after thinking about it for about a week, I decided to give it a try. From the very first day Tom started working on me, I noticed and felt the difference. I had boundless energy. I started to sleep better. The inflammation in my stomach started to go down. In a week, just 1 week, I was able to eat all of my favorite foods and wear my yoga wear. For the first time in months, I wake up in the morning and I feel normal. No burning in the stomach, no heaviness. It's still so hard to believe. Tom and his scalar energy really, really work. I am forever thankful to Tom for bringing this technology forward and making it available for everyone and so affordable. If you have any questions or want to speak to me regarding my experience with scalar energy, contact Tom. He's got my number and email, and I would be more than glad to answer your question. I feel blessed for having found Tom. Scalar energy rocks. I'm sure you know Estrella. Yes, Tom?
I do. It was a quick turnaround for her. Apparently, again, people, I don't use this instrument to diagnose. I cannot diagnose with scalar energy. But what I've observed, many people have either bacterial or fungal infection, and And for some, their immune system is so compromised that they cannot fight off those infections. Well, I believe that was her case. I believe she had a bacterial infection. And it wasn't responding to any type of antibiotic treatment. Well, within the first few days, she recognized a dramatic shift in her health with the scalar energy treatments. And my contention is very simple and straightforward, people. Scalar energy has the ability to break apart, to disassemble a germ. Scalar energy actually changes the molecular structure of a germ so that the germ actually falls apart. Its geometry, if you will, ceases to exist. And in so doing, the germ, frankly, is no longer present. Well, if the germ is no longer present, then it cannot cause discomfort. It cannot cause infection. When I see rapid turnaround, when I see a rapid recovery, usually that's a telltale sign that scalar energy has quickly disassembled a germ, a pathogen. The person is no longer suffering. We've removed the causative agent, and hence most people return to health quickly, quickly. It's that dramatic.
Well, you know, one of the things I found having been in a very serious MRSA infection and on 42 courses of antibiotics is that what happens after a while is not only do the pathogens become resistant to every kind of antibiotic, including the ones that are almost as strong as chemotherapy, but then you get an overgrowth of fungus and mold, which creates a whole nother set of problems and requires a whole nother set of drugs, none of which did anything for me. But I've actually been having Tom Scalar treatments, and I've got to tell you, I've been noticing a huge turnaround. I'm also a witness that this stuff is real, and I was also skeptical. As much as I know about quantum physics, I just, you know, no one had really ever put it together the way Tom has. And I have another testimony here. And this may sound, you know, like it's over the top, but this is what's really going on. It says, I just wanted to shout out a testimonial about Tom Palladino's scalar energy treatment. I am very sensitive to energy, so after I submitted my pictures to Tom in an hour or so, I started to feel something. A couple of things that I noticed is that I started to flush a lot of toxins out of my body. I had been detoxing my body with greens and vitamins, so I know the symptoms that it was clear to me that I was getting rid of a lot of junk. It began to feel really good after the last week of treatment, like I was getting rid of lots of old garbage. I wasn't sure if I was able to take it any longer, but I decided to finish the process anyway a month after I had done it. So they were doing adjunct cleansing in addition to the scalar energy. Okay, they were doing their own detoxification process. I decided to go and have a PCR test to see if my hepatitis C was going to show up. When the results came in, well, here they are. I will just paste them. It says PCR test negative, 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 HCV RNA not detected. So this is verified by scientific testing, Tom. This isn't just somebody with a feeling.
Sure. It's empirical evidence is coming out, people. We're getting a lot of viral load tests. Some people call it a PCR test, known as a polymerase chain reaction test. My point is this diagnostic testing is verifying that scalar energy is working. Many people will come to me, take a month of treatment, and then submit to a viral load test, a PCR test. Well, invariably, those tests come back negative. There's no detectable trace, no genetic presence of the germ, in this case, the hepatitis C virus. Well, why? Because, once again, scalar energy is fundamental. It can break apart. It can disassemble a germ. In this case, it disassembled the hepatitis C virus. The virus no longer exists. We've changed the molecular integrity of the germ. And in so doing, the germ, in this case, again, hepatitis virus, has been reduced into carbon and oxygen and nitrogen. That's what scalar energy does. It takes a pathogen, it takes a virus, and it breaks it down into elements, such as, again, nitrogen and phosphorus and oxygen. This is the beauty of scalar energy. It's painless. It's a quick way of addressing pathogenic infection, and it works. It works because, again, scalar energy allows us to have control over physical matter. With scalar energy, we have control. We have mastery over a germ. That's the beauty of this.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Divine Energy Radio Show. You have been with your host, Tom Palladino, research scientist and innovator of an advanced scalar energy wellness technology that we just heard live testimonials about that are changing lives all over the world. And do you have one final word for the people, Tom, before we sign out?
Sure. Again, people, the purpose of this broadcast is to raise awareness, to allow people to understand and better comprehend scalar energy. It is indeed a reality. I have, over the years, developed instruments that can indeed control and direct that energy, and my results are phenomenal. They're sensational. So what we're trying to do and what we're trying to encourage is, again, participation in this emerging science. Everybody in the world will someday benefit from scalar energy. I thank all of you for tuning in tonight. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Tom, and thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want to learn more, go to www.selfhealgo.com. We'll see you again real soon. Thank you for joining us at the Divine Energy Radio Show.